The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be continuing our readings from the book Pogue's Basics, Money. This book is by David Pogue, and it includes essential tips and shortcuts that no one bothers to tell you about beating the system. And we will continue our readings from this book talking about coupons. Meet coupons. 21st century style. Back in the day, our moms clipped coupons from the newspaper. Depending on how serious they were about it, they wound up saving a lot of money over the years. Eventually, many people quit clipping paper coupons. The time-money trade-off just wasn't good enough. Sure, you could save 50 cents on a bottle of window cleaner, but the time it took to pour through newspaper supplements, clip the coupons, keep them organized, and remember to use them was probably worth more than 50 cents. But what if the internet could change that time-money value proposition? What if that coupon clipping session took only a minute and involved no actual clipping? You'd check it out, right? You wouldn't want to leave money on the table every time you went shopping, right? The internet is full of sites that round up thousands of coupons in one handy, searchable place. They include coupons.com, the biggest one, redplum.com, and smartsource.com. On these sites, you scroll through the hundreds of available coupons or just do a search for specific products. When you see one that looks good, one click on a print or clip button adds that coupon to your list of printouts in waiting. When you're finished browsing this site, you can print all the rounded up coupons on a few printer pages, which you then take to the store. And the estimated savings ballpark for this tip is about $312 a year. They come up with $312 by looking at an estimate of 3 coupons a week with a face value of $2 each. And tips from the cult of extreme couponing. It's possible to take the concept of couponing to an almost unhealthy extreme. There are people, perhaps even some you know, who spend hours a week playing the coupon game. They seek out deals so extreme that the couponers actually make money by buying things. They have 4 subscriptions to each Sunday newspaper, so they'll have 4 copies of the really useful coupons. They carry foot-thick binders full of carefully organized coupons to the store. They speak jargon like BOGO, buy one, get one free, or OYNO, on your next order. And Catalina, the special printer at the checkout that spews out coupons after your sale is complete. And they fill their pantries with $5,000 worth of supplies that in the end cost them only $300. It's called extreme couponing. These people exist. They were even the subject of a TLC TV series, Extreme Couponing. You, of course, would never take things that far. You plan to use the information in this book only to save money on things you intend to buy anyway, and you won't spend more than a couple of minutes doing it, right? Nonetheless, There's no shame in knowing some of the extreme couponers' tricks. They include these. Stacking. Stacking coupons is applying two coupons to the same item so that it winds up costing nearly nothing. Now, you're not allowed to use two manufacturers' coupons on the same item, two Crest coupons, for example, but most stores permit you to use a store coupon and a manufacturer's coupon on the same item. Competitor coupons. Many stores accept coupons issued by other stores. For example, you might be able to use a Target coupon for some pain reliever at your ShopRite. Not all stores will do this. You will have to ask. Buy by the sale, not by your need. You may not need deodorant right now, but hardcore couponers realize that sooner or later, they'll always have to buy certain staples, paper towels, toilet paper, favorite cereal, ketchup, and of course, what they call HBA, health and beauty aids, like shaving cream, soap, dental floss, toothpaste, and shampoo. So when the deals come, take them, whether you're currently running low on those items or not. Buy five or six of something if the deal is good. Stuff them in your pantry or under the sink in the bathroom cabinet and enjoy the rosy glow of knowing that you've planned ahead. Local shops versus the internet. It's a classic dilemma. Should you buy something in a physical store where you'll support a local business, boost the local economy, and get your purchase immediately? Or should you buy it online, where you can save money? Often the decision boils down to how much lower the online price is. If that blender on the shelf in front of you costs $90 less online, then it might be worth ordering it instead of bringing it home with you. That's the beauty of smartphone apps like Red Laser and Shop Savvy. You aim your phone's camera at the barcode on the package, and instantly, the app tells you how much that identical product would cost you if you bought it from an online retailer. Information is power. So much power. And the average savings ballpark per year is around $300. And they come up with the $300 savings by looking at 10% savings on $3,000 worth of consumer goods a year. Best Buy versus the entire internet. When it comes to electronics, the buy it online or buy in the store debate isn't nearly so difficult. Best Buy, the national electronics chain, has a price match guarantee. It promises to match the price of any product at any rival store within 25 miles. But who cares about store prices? What you really want is for them to match the prices with the online stores like Amazon.com or TigerDirect.com. In fact, they will. It's called the Best Buy Price Match Guarantee, and you've got it in writing on the Best Buy website. It works like this. Find what you want to buy at a local Best Buy. Whip out your smartphone, search for that item on all the usual discount online retailers, Amazon.com, Dell.com, HP.com, TigerDirect.com, etc. Show the lower online price at the store's customer service desk, and boom, they give you the online price at the physical store without even blinking. And your savings ballpark is $25 per purchase. And $25 is factored by looking at 5% savings on a typical $500 appliance. The shameful truth about extended warranties. For many years, Consumer Reports has been tracking product failure rates and extended warranty programs. Want to know what they've discovered about extended warranties? Here goes. They're a ripoff. Often when you buy a new car, phone, microwave, camera, or whatever, you'll be asked with tremendous salesperson encouragement to pay extra for a longer warranty period. Why the enthusiasm? Because the salesperson gets a commission on every extended warranty sold. An amazing number of us give in. For example, 40% of new fridge buyers pony up for the extra warranty. They worry that if something does go wrong, they'll kick themselves for not having gotten the warranty when they had the chance. The truth is, though, that an extended warranty is insurance, or rather, it's a bet that your appliance will break outside the original warranty, say 90 days or a year, but inside the extended warranty period. But the statistics show that they almost never do. If a new product fails, it's almost always soon after purchase, well within the original warranty period. There are a few situations when the extra coverage is more likely to pay off. When you buy a used car or a laptop or a cell phone, as long as the policy covers everything, including loss and dropping. Remember, though, that your credit card may offer extended warranty coverage automatically. It's a common perk for credit cards. In general, extended warranties are a waste of money. And your savings ballpark is calculated at $160 a year. $160 equals extended warranty prices for one major and one minor appliance. An Amazon Prime Primer. No book about money would be complete without mentioning Amazon Prime. For better or worse, there's nothing quite like it in the world. When the service began in 2005, Prime membership cost $80 a year. For that, you got free two-day shipping on anything. You broke even if you bought at least 25 things a year. Not everything is eligible for Prime delivery, but most things are. A Prime logo on their site lets you know. Since that time, Amazon has raised the price to $100 a year, or $11 per month, but has quietly added a weird, random, but valuable list of perks to membership. Now, Prime also gets you all of this. Prime Video is an unlimited streaming movies and TV show service, almost exactly like Netflix. They've got thousands of movies in the catalog, lots of entire seasons of TV shows, and a few original shows produced by Amazon. None of it is quite as good or quite as good as that of Netflix, but it gets close. You can subscribe to Prime Video alone, without all the other Prime benefits, for $9 a month. Of course, that makes no sense, since that's $108 a year, more than a full annual Prime membership. And Prime Music is like Spotify, in that you can listen to all the music you want at no extra charge. The catalog is far smaller, though. Only 1 million songs are available at any time. And unlimited photo storage. You can set up your phone to auto-backup your pictures to Amazon Photos. And Kindle Lending Library. If you own a Kindle, Amazon's ebook reader, a Prime membership lets you read its 800,000 Kindle ebooks for free. They're often brand name worth reading books. You can check out one free book a month. And 20% off diapers. Prime members have access to the Amazon Family Club, which is basically a bunch of discount coupons and sales on things you might need for raising kids. If you subscribe to one of the automatic diapers by mail plans For example, you get 20% off. And if you make a list of goodies you'd like your friends to buy for you on Amazon's baby registry, and you wind up not getting everything on it, Amazon will let you buy the rest of the stuff for 15% off. And early access to special deals and sales. You can get them 30 minutes before the rest of the world. And free same-day shipping in big cities. The fine print, you have to order before noon, 7 days a week. Live in a big U.S. city where the same day operates. They're 27 and counting, and spend at least $35. If your order total is smaller, you can pay $6 for the delivery. And about 1 million Amazon items are available for same-day shipping. Not everything they sell. Some stuff, like groceries and essentials, arrives within 2 hours. Everything else arrives by 9 p.m. The same shipping services are available. If you're not a Prime customer, you just pay more. Overall, Prime is an excellent deal. If you place more than a few orders a year from Amazon and watch just a few of the free movies, you'll make your money back. Prime is, however, what's known as velvet handcuffs. Studies show that Prime members tend to wind up buying more stuff from Amazon and more often than they otherwise would have. And the savings ballpark is around $732. $732 equals $20 saved on shipping, 2 orders a month, plus $3 saved watching a movie a week, plus $8 saved on 1 Kindle book a month, minus your $100 price of Prime membership. And sharing your Prime account, there are two ways to spread out the value of your $100 Prime membership by sharing it with other people. Share your Prime membership. The cost of a Prime membership goes down easier when you realize that two different people, even in different places, can both enjoy its benefits. That includes free 2-day shipping, even if it's to two different addresses, Prime video streaming movies, Prime music music, unlimited photo storage, 2 separate lockers for photos, Kindle owner's lending library, and so on. The one catch, to show how much you love and trust each other, you also have to share your credit card information with each other. That's to prevent you from sharing your account with strangers across the internet with the goal of abusing the system. And Family Library is a related feature. It lets you link 2 Amazon accounts, merging their collections of Kindle ebooks, audiobooks, and Kindle apps. You and your spouse, friend, or coworker can share all your stuff with each other, for example, thereby not having to buy all those bestsellers twice. You can also share your Kindle books and apps with up to 4 children. Once again, the 2 consenting adults must be willing to share their credit card information to prove just how close they are. And the savings ballpark is around $300 a year. $300 equals $100 a year savings on a second Prime subscription, plus $200 savings on books and apps that would have had to be purchased twice. More free months of Amazon Prime. Okay, you're paying $100 a year for free 2-day shipping. What happens if you order something from Amazon that doesn't arrive by the second day? You just contact Amazon's customer service, or you can visit them at Amazon.com, and you'll find options to make this report by email, web, or phone. For breaking its promise, Amazon cheerfully gives you a free extra month of Prime membership or credits you $5 or $10. And the savings ballpark there is around $8.33, and that is equated by looking at your $100 annual Prime cost and divided by 12 months. and 8 obscure Amazon discount programs that shouldn't be obscure. Amazon.com, as you may have heard over and over and over again, is the everything store. You can find and order just about anything from this gigantic website, from clothes to medicines to farm implements. Amazon realizes that it's at a disadvantage. It has no huge chain of physical stores for you to browse. You have to buy everything by mail order, sight unseen. Yet Amazon dearly wants you to think of Amazon every time you need anything. So it's willing to give you absurdly low prices on things through about a dozen discount programs. Hardly anyone knows about them, but you should. Some are so favorable to you that you may wonder about Amazon's sanity. Amazon's Prime Store Card. If you're a member of Amazon Prime, you should pay attention. Amazon offers its own credit card, which works only for Amazon.com purchases. It gives you 5% off everything, every time. If you shop on Amazon, it's like free money. As usual, this amazing deal is useful only if you religiously pay off the entire bill every month. If you don't, you'll be slapped with a nosebleedy 26% interest rate. You'll rue the day you signed up, and you'll use this book as kindling in your fireplace. And Amazon Warehouse Deals offer some incredible open box specials. That's where somebody bought a product, opened it, and returned it without using it. Or maybe the corner of the product's cardboard box got dented in shipping, so Amazon can't really sell it as new. You'll find Warehouse Deal offers in every category: computers, cameras, phones, TVs, video games, shoes, sporting goods, and on and on. Every single item has been inspected by hand and given a condition rating: new, like new, very good, and so on. The quickest way to find Amazon Warehouse is to type Amazon Warehouse into Google. And Amazon Subscribe and Save. This plan is designed to give you two advantages. First, there's convenience. On a schedule that you choose, Amazon automatically sends you stuff that you consume all year long, like batteries, razor cartridges, baby food, toilet paper, makeup, cereal, shaving cream, pet food, laundry detergent, and so on. You don't have to remember, shop for, or carry anything. Second, there are rather huge savings. Each thing you order comes with instant 10 to 25% savings. There's also a coupon section of the Subscribe and Save page, which takes even more off certain products. And shipping on everything is free. But wait, there's more. If you schedule 5 or more items to arrive on the same day each month, Amazon gives you another 15% discount. What you wind up with are some very low prices indeed. The easiest way to find this deal: type Amazon Subscribe and Save into Google, or look for the Subscribe and Save logo on Amazon's pages for things you might need to reorder periodically. And student discounts. If you have an email address that ends in EDU, meaning a school, college, or university, Amazon will give you what amounts to a 6-month Amazon Prime membership for free. You get free 2-day shipping, special offers and promotions, unlimited storage for digital photos, and free access to Prime Video, unlimited streaming of 40,000 movies and TV shows, and Prime Music, 1 million songs. After the free 6 months, you can become a regular Amazon Prime member for $50 a year, half price. You get the half price deal for up to 4 years as long as you're still a student. You sign up for all of this at amazon.com/joinstudent. And Amazon Outlet. You know what an outlet store is, right? It's a deep discount store where retail stores dump stuff they can't sell. Clearance items, out-of-season clothes, overstocked. They ordered too much of something, and things with tiny imperfections. Missing washing instructions tag, for example. Amazon has its own outlet store, too, at amazon.com/outlet. What you find here changes all the time, but it's usually clothing, electronics, and jewelry. Everything is brand new, but the discounts are gigantic. Clothing, watches, and jewelry are usually priced from 50 to 80% off. Electronics go from 20 to 70% off. And coupons. It might seem strange that Amazon has a page listing coupons that give you additional discounts on Amazon products, but it's true. At amazon.com/coupons, you see a huge spread of coupons for familiar grocery store brands, Planners, Heinz, Kleenex, Pop-Tarts, Keebler, Scott Paper Products, and so on. They're decent savings, 20% off or $2 off, for example. You clip one by clicking the clip coupon button. Now you click the little photo of the product to see all that the brand's eligible products that are carried by Amazon, all the different varieties of Planters nuts or Heinz condiments, and so on. When you click to buy, Amazon applies the discount automatically. And Gold Box. These are deals of the day. Here's yet another page of Amazon specials. The rules are simple. Crazy deep discount, say 75% off, and a totally random selection of things to buy. It's whatever Amazon wants to get rid of. A $37 Fisher-Price kitty toy for $16. A $40 rotating iPad holder for $10. You can sign up on the Gold Box page at amazon.com/goldbox to get email listings of what's new so you won't have to remember to check there every day. And we are now out of time again for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.